Charismatic leadership, the skills you can learn to motivate high performance in others. Introduction, the power of charisma. We often think of charisma as an innate quality, something you're either born with or you're not. But that's not the case. As I've discovered through years of research and working with leaders across industries, charisma is a set of learnable skills that anyone can develop. In this book, I'll show you how to cultivate your own charismatic presence to become a more inspiring and effective leader. Charisma isn't about being the loudest voice in the room or having a magnetic personality. At its core, charismatic leadership is about connecting with others on an emotional level and motivating them to achieve more than they thought possible. It's a powerful tool that can transform organizations and drive incredible results. The five pillars of charismatic leadership. Through my work, I've identified five key traits that form the foundation of charismatic leadership: authenticity, personal power, warmth, drive, and persuasiveness. Let's explore each of these in depth and look at how you can strengthen them in your own leadership style. Authenticity, the cornerstone of trust. Authenticity is about being genuine and true to yourself. It's the quality that allows others to trust you implicitly. Authentic leaders aren't afraid to be vulnerable or admit when they don't have all the answers. I once worked with a CEO who struggled to connect with his team. He always put on a polished, professional facade, but his employees sensed it wasn't the real him. When I encouraged him to open up about his own challenges and uncertainties, the response was remarkable. His team felt they could finally relate to him as a person, not just a figurehead. Engagement and productivity soared. To boost your authenticity, practice radical honesty, even when it's uncomfortable. Share your personal mission and values openly. Be more visible and engaged with your team. Cultivate greater self-awareness. Exercise humility and admit your mistakes. Remember, people don't expect perfection from leaders. They want realness. Personal power, projecting confidence and capability. Personal power is about having a strong, commanding presence that inspires confidence in others. It's not about domineering or throwing your weight around. True personal power comes from within. I recall working with a brilliant scientist who had just been promoted to lead a large research team. While her expertise was unquestionable, she struggled to assert herself in meetings. We worked on strengthening her leadership mindset and presence. Within months, she was confidently steering major projects and earning the respect of even the most senior executives. To increase your personal power, cultivate a leadership mindset. Project positivity and optimism. Bring energy and passion to your work. Be appropriately assertive. Pay attention to how you look and sound. Small tweaks in how you carry yourself can have an outsized impact on how others perceive your capability and authority. Warmth, creating emotional connections. Warmth is the quality that makes people feel valued, understood, and cared for in your presence. It's about genuine empathy and human connection. Warm leaders inspire loyalty and bring out the best in their teams. I once consulted for a tech company where morale and retention were serious issues. The CEO was brilliant, but known for being cold and aloof. We focused on helping him engage more authentically with employees, really listening to their concerns, showing appreciation for their work, and fostering a more inclusive culture. The turnaround was dramatic. Within a year, employee satisfaction scores had doubled and turnover plummeted. To increase your warmth, be fully present and engaged in conversations. Practice active, empathetic listening. Show genuine respect for others' perspectives. Express appreciation frequently and specifically. Foster an inclusive environment where all feel welcome. Remember, how you make people feel is just as important as what you say or do. Drive, inspiring others toward a compelling vision. Drive is about having a clear sense of purpose and the passion to pursue it relentlessly. Charismatic leaders are able to articulate an inspiring vision and motivate others to work toward it with enthusiasm. I worked with the founder of a nonprofit who had an incredible mission, but struggled to get donors and volunteers excited. We refined her ability to tell the story of her organization's impact in vivid, emotional terms. Soon, she was captivating audiences and attracting record levels of support. To amplify your drive, develop and articulate a compelling cause. Connect every decision back to your core mission. Align individual and team goals to the bigger vision. Give people autonomy within a clear framework. Foster a culture of continuous improvement and growth. When people understand the why behind their work, they'll move mountains to achieve it. Persuasiveness, inspiring action and change. Persuasiveness is the ability to not just communicate ideas, but to actually change hearts and minds. It's about connecting with your audience on an emotional level and inspiring them to take action. I recall a CFO who needed to get buy-in for a major restructuring plan. His initial presentations were data-heavy and failed to gain traction. We worked on incorporating storytelling and emotional appeals. In his next board meeting, he opened with a powerful anecdote about how the changes would impact real employees and customers. The plan was approved unanimously. To boost your persuasiveness, deeply understand your audience's needs and motivations. Have courageous conversations that enable change. Take a clear stand on important issues. Use storytelling to make your points memorable. Hone your public speaking skills. Remember, facts alone rarely change behavior. You need to make people feel something. Conclusion: cultivating your charismatic presence. As we've explored, charisma isn't some mystical quality bestowed upon a lucky few. It's a set of skills that can be learned, practiced, and refined. By focusing on authenticity, personal power, warmth, drive, and persuasiveness, you can dramatically increase your ability to inspire and influence others. But a word of caution: charisma is a powerful tool that must be wielded responsibly. History is littered with charismatic leaders who use their gifts for manipulation and personal gain. True charismatic leadership is about empowering others and working toward a greater good. I encourage you to reflect on your own leadership style. Where are your natural strengths? Which areas could use some development? The journey to becoming a more charismatic leader is ongoing, but with conscious effort and practice, you can transform not just how others perceive you, but how you see yourself. Remember, the goal isn't to become someone you're not. It's to become the most inspiring, influential version of your authentic self. When you do that, you'll unlock new levels of performance and fulfillment, not just for yourself, but for everyone you lead.